as any season is, when we finish one, we quickly turn our attention to the next one. And one of the things we're doing this preseason is with the RCMP musical ride and Superdog show coming to the Bay Shore, we're trying to move actually one of our preseason games, which will be September 20th against the Barry Colts, to a neutral site. So we're looking to, for the first time in many years, we've done it before, but we're kind of going to leave the comfy confines of the Harry Lumley Bay Shore and look for another municipality to host us for a preseason game.
Now, in my tenure here, I know there's been a game at Durham and there's been a game at Hanover. How many locations do you think would be viable for a game between the Attack and Colts in preseason?
Oh, you know, we've been doing the math. There's probably 6 to 8. You know, there's some requirements we have. Obviously, the dressing room facilities need to be suitable. You know, we have to have enough room for the on and off ice officials and medical rooms and sound system. And there's a few other off ice things we need to have. But what we're going to do is we're going to open the applications this morning, and it'll run until June 10th. And people just fill out the form on the website, and then we'll move forward with them, and we'll have some site visits and see what's actually doable. One of the other neat things for this is there could be a real opportunity as a fundraising opportunity for this municipality and maybe their minor hockey group as well in conjunction with the game. So.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, when Hanover did it a few years ago, Greg, that was conducted through minor hockey, and Steve Fitzsimmons, I think, was the driver there. Have you had lots of inquiries about this? I know you're not necessarily forced to do it this time around, but the situation dictates that you do it. Have you had inquiries through the course of time to do this sort of thing, neutral site?
In the time I've been here, we actually really haven't had much of that. We have lots of inquiries to bring the team to different events in different places, but not to bring a game. But we're really, it's an encouraging thing. It's also something that, you know, once we see the, you know, the demand, the request, the amount of requests, it's something we could look to do every preseason or for a number of preseasons going forward. So, you know, say we have 3 or 4, you know, that completely meet requirements. We could look at the next 3 to 4 seasons and say, hey, we're going to this location and this year, another the next year, and help build it into our plan for, you know, the coming years.
Last couple of questions for Greg Hodden out of the Owen Sound Attack. They'll be hosting a preseason game. They'll be the home team, but it will be a neutral site game somewhere in our region. Walk us through the application process, Greg.
It's actually a pretty simple application process. Just need to go to attackhockey.com. There's a page for now. There's an article right at the top of the our homepage, but there's a link. There'll be a link at the top of our homepage as well. Click on that, and they fill out the form. That'll come to me, and then we will contact the center and start pretty much set up a meeting to have a site visit and discussion, and then we'll move forward. The goal will be to probably have it determined by, we'll say, early July where we're going, and then, like I said, if there's other centers that don't meet for this year, we would look to try and schedule something for future seasons.
Finally, Greg, you know as well as I do, and any given home game at the Bayshore and the J.D. MacArthur Arena, you're going to see people from Kincardine, from Meaford, from Wyarton. It's a wide expanse. Having a game like this, how significant is it for the Attack in terms of outreach and being a regional team?
It's a great opportunity. It's an amazing opportunity, if you want the honest truth. You know, we probably have one of the biggest reaches from a fan base in the Ontario Hockey League. You know, I always joke with any advertiser or anyone else, you put a pin in the Bayshore and go an hour to an hour and a half out, and that's where all our fans are coming from. It's not just the city of Owen Sound. So to be able to take our team and do some cool things, and, you know, it could be, I'm not sure what we'll do, you know, we're going to work with the successful candidate here, obviously. But, you know, to be able to do that, I think it's an amazing opportunity for our players to go to another site. And you know, we're going to have fans that already follow us, but then, for sure, we will. It's an opportunity for us to grow our fan base further as well.
Greg, thanks for this. All the best with this process, and we'll talk to you probably again in early July and find out where the Attack are going to meet the Colts.
Definitely, and we're super excited for it.